Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to living a more awesome life, one mindful moment at a time. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of grudges and resentment? Yeah, me too. It's heavy, right? And let's be honest, it doesn't do us any favors. That's where the ancient philosophy of Stoicism comes in, folks. Stoicism isn't about becoming emotionless robots, trust me, that wouldn't be much fun. It's about mastering your emotions and reactions to life's inevitable ups and downs. And today, we're diving deep into how this powerful philosophy can help you ditch those pesky grudges and resentment once and for all. First things first, let's get real. Holding on to grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You end up hurting yourself way more than anyone else. It keeps you stuck in the past, replaying hurtful moments over and over again. That negativity takes a toll on your mental and even physical well-being. Now, here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you shed those emotional burdens like an old pair of jeans you've finally outgrown. 1. Control what you can control. Stoicism emphasizes focusing your energy on things within your power, your thoughts, actions, and reactions. You can't control other people's behavior, but you can control how you respond to it. Think of it like this. You're the director of your own emotional movie. Don't let someone else write the script. 2. Recognize the impermanence of things. Remember, everything changes. Good times don't last forever, and bad times won't either. Holding on to grudges is clinging to something that's already passed. Life's a constant flow, just like the river. Embrace the change and let go of what no longer serves you. 3. Practice empathy. This might sound counterintuitive, but try to see things from the other person's perspective. Maybe they were having a bad day, maybe they didn't mean to hurt you intentionally. Understanding their motives doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help soften your anger and resentment. 4. Choose forgiveness. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful behavior, it's about freeing yourself from the shackles of bitterness. Holding onto a grudge is like drinking poison and waiting for the other person to die. You end up hurting yourself way more than anyone else. 5. Focus on the present moment. Dwelling on the past keeps you stuck in a loop of negativity. Instead, practice mindfulness, being fully present in the now. Pay attention to your senses, appreciate the little things, and focus on creating positive experiences in the here and now. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Seraph, who's been holding onto a grudge against her coworker Mark for months. He forgot to credit her for an idea during a meeting, and it really stung. She's constantly replaying that moment in her head, feeling anger and resentment. It's affecting her work performance, her sleep, and even her relationships with other colleagues. Sarah decides to try out some Stoic techniques. She starts by focusing on what she can control, her reaction to Mark's actions. Instead of letting anger consume her, she chooses to politely address the situation with him directly, expressing how his words made her feel. She also begins practicing mindfulness, taking short breaks throughout the day to focus on her breath and her surroundings. Over time, Sarah starts to notice a shift. The constant replaying of the past incident lessens. She finds herself feeling calmer and more focused at work. While she doesn't forget what happened, it no longer holds the same power over her emotions. So there you have it, folks. Stoicism can be your secret weapon against those pesky grudges and resentments. Remember, it's not about forgetting the past, it's about learning from it and moving forward with grace and resilience. Take a moment to reflect on any unresolved anger or resentment you might be holding onto. Think about applying these Stoic principles to your own life. Start small, choose forgiveness, and focus on what truly matters. You've got this. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might need some Stoic wisdom too. Until next time, keep your emotional armor strong and shine bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.